This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony, this is Amanda from West Virginia. So today I wanted to call about something that happened to me about 8 years ago. I was working at an antique store. It was an antique store that my mom and her friend had opened up maybe a year before. And so, and at the time I had just had my second daughter. So I, or my, sorry, not my, my fourth child, my first daughter. So I was staying stay-at-home mom at the time. And then when they opened the antique store, they asked me if I'd want to do work there for them, part-time throughout the day while they were working. And I agreed. So, and I also had a booth there. So what they did was had vendors would come in, rent the space, and bring in their own items to sell. So when you walked into the building, which was on a road called Market Street. It's not there anymore, but it was on a road called Market Street in Parkersburg. The street's there, but not the store. Market Street was, it's a one-way street for the main part of it. On one side, there's old Victorian houses, beautiful homes, and on the other end, it's a bunch of, lined with a bunch of old buildings. The buildings, the bottom parts of them, most of them have renovated into little cafes and little stores and businesses, restaurants. And so my mom and her friend had opened up an antique store in one of the buildings. And so the bottom part was all they used. They used, there was access to an upstairs area, but it was just used for storage and stuff. So in this particular building, it had two big storefront windows, and in the middle, they had double doors going in, and the, right when you walk in, the main area is really big and open, and then there was a wall in the center, but it didn't go all the way to the ceiling. It was just like a regular-sized wall, and you could see over it, but there was a doorway in the middle, and you'd walk through there, and there were more rooms back there, and then there were steps up to a mezzanine, and then also there were steps down to a basement. But we didn't use the basement for the sailing, the cells, or anything like that, just for storage as well, which I hated going into because that place was creepy. But so this one day I was working at the antique store, and like I said, we had vendors who would rent their little booths and bring in their own items. And there was one particular booth, a man would bring his things in, and he had amazing items. He had really rare antiques and kind of expensive things. And he would just kind of throw them in his booth. He wouldn't really know how to set it up to display them for people to see better. So one day I decided that I was going to clean it up for him. And just because obviously it's better sales for us as well. So I took about 4 or 5 hours to do it, but I would pull everything out of the cabinets and dust everything down and put them in there correctly, you know, nicely where people could see them better. Well, and so how they had the main room set up was they had, like I said, it was big open space. And then in the very center of this one room, they had the register area, and it was built up on a platform, and it was kind of a U shape. And like I said, it was in the center of the room. So I was kind of to the right of that area in the back part. So anyway, I'm working in his booth, cleaning away, listening to some music, just over on Sirius Radio, a radio that anybody can hear. And I was there by myself. I didn't have any customers. And at one point, I had to go into the register area. So I come out of that man's booth. And I, at the time, I'm kind of looking down at my feet as I'm walking out of his booth. And I turn to the right. And right when I turn to the right, I look ahead of me. And I see a woman. And it's her side profile. And I can still see her right now in my mind's eye. And I've got goosebumps all over me. She had gray hair. And it was back in a bun, pulled back in a bun, and she had this really pretty blue dress on. It was kind of like a mix between, in between a royal blue and a sky blue. It was a really pretty blue dress, and it almost kind of looked like silky material, but it was like kind of, it fit her nice up on top and had like a little belt around her waist, and then it would flow from the waist down and hit mid-calf. and then she had a little pair of black heels on, or like little low pumps. And I see her, and I keep walking and step up into the register area, and then I stop, and I'm like, and I look back, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And there was nobody there, obviously. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just saw a woman. And at first I was kind of like, is there somebody in here? And I didn't know it. So I walk down out of the register area to the left to the booths on that side. And where's that lady was walking, the direction she was walking was from my left to my right ahead of me. And she was walking into one of the other booths. Where she was at, there would be no way for her to get out of that area. There was no access to the other side of the wall or anywhere. So I walk over to the booth and I start looking through all of them, and I don't see anything. And I was just stunned, because my whole life I thought, believing in the paranormal like I do, I'm bound to see something. And I always thought that if I ever saw a ghost or an apparition or whatever, that I would be terrified. But there was actually like a calming feeling or a happy feeling that overcame me. I wasn't scared at all. The only thing I thought at first was like, okay, maybe but in my head I was like, no, there's no way it was somebody, because it was like I saw her and instantly in a snap of a finger she was gone. And it was just so cool. And I remember I can see her in my mind's eye right now. You know, 8 years later, I can see her exactly the way I saw her that day, and I will never forget it. And it was just, like I said, it was really cool to experience that. And I mean, so anyway, I wanted to call and tell you about that. And I do have one other story from that place that wasn't so happy. And then I do have a couple stories from when I lived in Wyoming in Cheyenne, and I will call in another time with those. Thanks again, and I hope you guys enjoy the story. I hope to hear it one day, and you all take care. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.